Joining me live over this morning is over the phone this morning is Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator. Good morning, Brian. How are you today?
Doing great. It's a beautiful day here in Kemmer.
It's a beautiful day countywide, I think, and God darn it, we deserve it, don't we?
That's right. We definitely do.
That's right. Well, Brian, appreciate the monthly update and chatting this morning. Wanted to start out with the JCPenney statue. I know that you had the big tour around the triangle. It's in Kemmer and still just waiting to secure or decide, I should say, on a place to put the statue permanently. And I understand it's down to two options.
Yeah, two and possibly others if other people are suggesting some things online. Our Mayor Tech, Bill Tech, actually posted a thing on the community board here and also on the city Facebook page. We'd love to get input from the public on where would they think it would be the best place to put it. Actually, we're going to be meeting with the city council on Monday to get that information to them so that they can make a decision of the recommendation of where to put it. So there's two most prominent places that have been suggested are in the yard of the JCPenney home and museum, and then also on the triangle itself on the corner right across from the Mother Store. Those are the two most prominent, but I've heard of others, including putting it right in front of the park there in the Triangle Park. So anyway, so we'd love to get some input on that, though.
But it sounds like a decision's coming up quick then, this upcoming Monday night.
Yes, it is, and the reason it's coming up is because we've reached very close to reaching the goal that we've had to help pay for the whole thing, getting the statue here, as well as dismantling it and also erecting it. We think we have the funding now, and we've really appreciated people's help on that and putting that together. And a lot of the people that have done the donations, by the way, have come from former JCPenney employees. They have an association that they're really excited about this, and so and once we have that up, we're going to be inviting people to come. Some JCPenney executives may be coming to see that. So, hoping to get it up this summer if everything goes well. So that's what we're shooting for.
Awesome. Well, we look for the update, and we'll watch for it on that. And excited to see where that finds its permanent home. Speaking with Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator. Brian, I'm just following some of the other posts that have been put on the City of Kemmer Facebook page, and it sounds like the golf course is getting pretty close to getting ready to open.
Yes, it is. We're excited to open it. This Friday is the opening. The snow is melting well here. It's ready to go on Friday, 12 to 5 on Friday, Saturday from 11 to 5, Sunday from 11 to 5. It's going to be open, and we're starting a new tradition there. You can watch the Masters Tournament so on the YouTube TV that we have there in the clubhouse, too, as you're going out and trying to improve your shots. You can watch the experts and then go out and practice. So that's something we're starting this year.
And also I'm seeing photography, not really a competition, but looking for pictures. Am I understanding this correct?
That is correct. We have an economic development-focused website that us and the town of Diamondville are working on together. It's called Invest Kemmer Diamondville, and what we're trying to do is get some pictures for that website so that when people may want to locate here, they'll kind of get a feel for the flavor and the culture and the benefits of moving to Kemmer and Diamondville. And so we're really excited to work together with Diamondville and our economic development consultants on that project. We're really looking for some light manufacturing type of businesses for our manufacturing site that we're trying to put together here. So those kinds of jobs that, although the manufacturing jobs may not pay as well as coal-fired powered plant jobs or coal mine jobs, they pay pretty good. And I know they've had some success over in Evanston with those kinds of jobs. And we're kind of trying to do the same thing here in Kemmer. So
So let's talk more about this website that you're doing in conjunction with Diamondville. Sounds like that's the purpose and point of this website. And does this have to do with the third party economic development strategy company that you brought in? Are they kind of the ones behind
this? Yes. Angelo Economics is the company that's implementing our strategic, helping us implement our strategic economic development plan. And one of the biggest parts of that is to bring in light manufacturing into Kemmer and Diamondville. So.
Again, speaking with Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator. Brian, anything we missed you wanted to mention this morning?
There's actually a couple of more things related to the website that we would like some public input on. You're going to see a couple more surveys on Facebook. We're trying to get a hold on, we're seeing people move to Kemmer, and we're trying to get a hold on, what brought them here, why they're moving here, and what they're going to be doing here. And also, we're going to do another survey to the people who are already here and you know, what kind of businesses do you have, and are you online, and what can we do to help help your businesses get going? So we're being proactive, Stephen Covey said, and beginning with the end in mind, trying to improve things here in Kemmer and Diamondville.
Excellent. Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator. Brian, thanks so much for your time. Anything we missed?
No, I do think one thing that people should know is, we are working really hard to try to get ready for budget season. We've had some challenges when it comes to budget. The state has come back on funding from us. Looks like the direct distribution, they're going to take some of that. The state has also taken away some of our funding to Paul Smells, and so they're asking us to do the same job with less money, and it's going to be a challenge. But the good news is our sales tax revenues are a little up from our forecast. So I think there are some silver linings to some of the cloudy challenges we face. So.
Yeah, that's Brian Muir again, Kemmer City Administrator. It's all part of the weekday wake-up this morning live on SVI Radio.